In the past week, there have been so many voices confronting a number of issues to do with girls, women, and children. The Copenhagen conference sessions featured practical discussions by international and political heavyweights and young leaders on how to move from commitment to action for girls' and women's health, rights, and well-being. In a closing remark, Democrat presidential hopeful and U.S. former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called for greater political will and resources to addressing gender inequality.
This is an important moment as we chart a course to meet the new Sustainable Development Goals. Gender equality, including sexual and reproductive health and rights, must be a core priority. To get there, we need greater political will and resources, and we need to continue to invest in more and better data to measure progress. The Women Deliver Summit is critical to this work. You've carried the spirit of Beijing forward, bringing in new voices and lifting up the next generation of leaders. Thank you for all you have done and all you will do to help us achieve gender equality once and for all around the world.
At the same ceremony, the founder and president of Women Deliver, Jill Sheffield, was given Women Deliver's first ever Delivering for Women and Girls Lifetime Achievement Award for incredible and lasting contributions to the field of girls and women's health and rights. Kaja Iverson will now be Women Deliver's president and CEO. The Women Deliver 2016 conference brought more than 5,700 policymakers, researchers, advocates, journalists, and young people from more than 2,000 organizations and 169 countries to Copenhagen, Denmark. It has been described as the largest Women Deliver conference to date and the largest gathering of women's health and rights advocates in more than a decade. This has been Rosemary Gazy reporting for Radio Ghana.